وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are trying to discuss human issues, things that relate to humanity from an Islamic perspective. When we look at our current world and our current social arena, we have Muslims and non-Muslims alike. Now, sometimes we have Muslims who live in non-Islamic countries, and sometimes we have non-Muslims living in Islamic countries. Now, how does Islam views non-Muslims in an Islamic system rather than saying an Islamic country? Because most of these countries now, they're secular in their own practice of Islam. So there is nothing Islamic about it. So, but how does Islam as a system view non-Muslims? So we remember that in previous episodes, we said that Islam gave non-Muslims many rights in terms of human rights. Amongst the rights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to non-Muslims when they are in an Islamic state is their right to be protected from harm, in terms of that as long as they are in an Islamic state, they cannot be harmed. They cannot be killed. They cannot be, we mentioned that the fact that their money is safe, their families are safe, their wealth is safe. So here, Islam at the same time, he has to protect them in terms of when they are being under a threat, if they are under an Islamic state, which is something very basic that any human being should indulge in whatever system. However, there are systems that make this a law. There are systems that don't make it nothing. And there are systems that impose it, like Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me and you as Muslims to look at non-Muslims in that perspective, that we need to make sure that they are not under an attack and they're not being attacked. That's just plain and simple. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at the bigger picture here. So when we look at the Quran, for example, in chapter Al-Furqan, in verse 19, Allah says, وَمَنْ يَظْلِمْ مِنْكُمْ نُذُقْهُ عَذَابًا كَبِيرًا. Whoever amongst you try to create injustice, obviously injustice, dhulm, is a big word that encompasses everything that could be considered to be a dhulm, harming other people, taking the right of other people. So anything that could be hurtful or harmful to others considered to be injustice. Now, attacking or killing non-Muslims is a violation of that law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as long as they are under an Islamic state, they live under an Islamic state, and they are not being harmful themselves, then the state that they are in needs to protect them. So it doesn't matter whether they are Christians, whether they are Jews, or they're atheists, monotheists, doesn't matter. They are under that Islamic state. They are protected. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not excuse dhulm for any reason, and justice is not forgivable under no circumstances in terms of trying to kill other people or harm other people, especially when it comes to non-Muslims. Now, let us take a short break and then we will come back right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. Just before the break, we were saying that under an Islamic state or Islamic law, non-Muslims, they will enjoy their rights of not being harmed and their lives are being protected. And Islam has to protect them, be it they are dhimmis or what have you. Now, that's Islam. How about human-made systems, be it the Western systems or Asian systems or what have you? When you look at many Muslims around the world who live in countries which are not Muslims, we see the absolute different picture. So if you look at specific countries, you see that Muslims are actually targeted. Sometimes they're targeted because of their faith, because they are Muslims. Sometimes they are targeted under a big fancy term like being terrorist, and sometimes they're being attacked whether what we call a soft or a cold war is being raised on them. However, let's look at the most obvious of things. So for example, when you look at Myanmar, when we look at the Rohingya, for example, because they are Muslims, they live under that country, under that system, they are being prosecuted, they're being killed, burned, women being raped, they being outcasted out of the country. So you can see that they are not protected, even though they are the citizen of this country. And so with other countries, for example, this happened many years in Philippines, for example, where you have a Muslim minority. They were constantly being attacked by the Christian majority. We see that it also happened in some islands in Indonesia. And examples around the world are so many to mention, where you have minority Muslims who are living under states. Either the state is religiously non-Muslim, either be a Christian or a Jew, or being a state that doesn't believe in a religion, but they look at Islam as a threat. Even, for example, look at what happening in Palestine, where the state of Israel, which is an illegitimate state that came by force, when they have occupied most of Palestine, minding you that there are a lot of Palestinians living in these occupied territories. So the Jews, or I should say the Zionists, because Judaism is a religion, and a lot of Jews don't actually, they condemn Israel. So the Zionists themselves, they are constantly attacking and killing Muslims on a daily basis and torturing them based on the fact that they are Muslims. Now, when a Muslim who lives in his own land and his own land is occupied by another system, you see them being killed. If we want to go even backwards a little bit, when the French invaded most of the Muslim world, you see they have done the same thing. When the English invaded the Muslim world, when they invaded Iraq and all the Sham areas, they were doing the exact same thing, where the Muslims were being prosecuted under that system. Protection was not given to them. Where in Islam, it was a completely different thing, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided them with their safety and with their own protection. We'll leave it here and we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله